Okay, we're recording. So, we're writing from Manira Rai Zaidi, which is the second column. The Indian Shivra Guf. It seems to me that the concept of Shivra Guf, of the personal obligation which any person has, b'kol chiyuve mamon, in any monetary obligation, udin mishpati, it is a rational or logical construct, sh'adam chiyuv omei, that a person is obligated and constantly obligated, as long as he hasn't fulfilled his obligation, to make available from his property to his friend, so and so much. And then now Rav Shimon makes his main point. This obligation, it's a logical obligation, even without a single mitzvah. Kishem sesuga kinyonim, just like the characteristic categories of kinyonim, v'chukei abalim, and the parameters of ownership, b'nechasim, in property, u'dover mishpati, it's a logical construct. Gambliyaz har sozigzo, even without the commandment against stealing. Kamosh b'yamru el, like we said previously, in the first parak, that it's not possible to say that lo sigzo sets the parameters of ownership, but rather lo sigzo comes after and devolves upon parameters of ownership. It is not possible in any way, shape, or form to say that concept that we attribute an object to Reuven's ownership, who machamas, is only because Shimon Mushar Olav, because Shapitaras, it's because Shimon is warned by the Torah, Shalul goes Lomi Meno, not to steal from him. That can't be the base of ownership. El Adabar Behibo, the matter is the exact opposite. The Isur Gezeilah, the prohibition of theft, Ula Acha Achlata Seinian, is after the matter is decided, Bechuke Gvule Bainlim, where the parameters of the contours or boundaries of ownership. Okay. Now, also, the Gam Mitzvahs Priyas Balchov, there's a mitzvah in Maseches Ketubos to pay back your creditor. That mitzvah, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, derived, and it's derived in Ketubos from Hain Tzedek. So you should always keep your word. So that also, the mitzvah priyas b'chov is subsequent and contingent upon the deciding the matter of the obligation. One second. According to the apidim mishpati, based on logical construct. Shimcha uvein chiv tashlumin. That if Reuven has the devolves upon Reuven an obligation to pay something, misuk chukei mishpat farm on the basis of logical construct, also sifa Torah azora, the Torah adds a warning u'mitzvah, and the mitzvah lishmor l'shalim chivo to make sure to pay his obligation, shechayav api chukei mishpati, which logical construct requires him to do. So the question is, doesn't it go against what is taught in Kiri Vishiva, that there are no rights in the Torah, like ownership, because Hashem owns everything. But there is a set of obligations like no steal, and as I would look at things, it definitely goes against that. If that is taught in Kiryas Yeshivas, then that is wrong. Everything there is ownership. Ownership, when we write in, maybe what they were mean to say is that when we write a Sefer, Hashem Ha'aretz Mulah, we're trying to say that our perspective should be that we are, and this is true in Musa, that we are trustees of the things we possess, not owners in the sense that we determine the destiny, the fate, the ongoing existence of an object. We're trustees on it, but that's a Musar idea, and that's true because everything in the world, it was created by Hashem for Hashem's purposes. And he gave us a trusteeship over it. But in terms of dini mamonis, which are lo bashamayim, which are down here below, Yes, you are an owner of your things, and I'm owner of my things. So therefore, that, says Reb Shimon, is a logical construct, and lo sigzo is a subsequent religious parameter imposed upon that. Okay, so now he says, "V'avda b'ashkafa rishona," even though at first glance he dover tamua, it's an astonishing thing. Ezech re'ev chiva adam. What compelling reason, what obligation should there be on a person? Yeh lasos, should there be to do something b'lid tzivui, without a warning, a commandment? Lasos Torah, a warning of the Torah. Abok should not make me a hateif. But when we go deeper into this matter, yesh loving yon zeh, you understand this concept? That regam achiyu v'echreach l'avodes Hashem? Because even the obligation and the compelling reason to serve Hashem, when my lowest was on his brother and fulfill God's will, who God came, it's not because the Torah tells you it, but rather God gave in and chil vechrech, something which you have an obligation and are compelled to do, a pimishpat hasecha vakora, based on the logical constructs of your intellect and your recognition of God's existence and divinity. Mochein, similarly, hu chil vashibun mama. So similar is the obligation and lien, personal, which is has to do with monetary matters, who chiyum mishpati, it's a logical imperative. She's chayav al pi darkei kinyanim, which a person becomes obligated either via the parameters of kinyanim, or she chibas the Torah kinezakim, or when the Torah required him to pay, can, in other words, put an obligation upon him, such as when he damages upinya ben has to pay for his firstborn son, the chadoyim, etc. And for this matter, there has to be a buyer or somebody who acquires this right upon me. It's an obligation. It doesn't take place in a vacuum. I can't obligate myself to avoid, to nothingness. Also, it's interesting, I can't obligate myself to an animal. Gemara Yenabo Abbasu says, what happens when you say, K'ni Avchamor, I want you and the donkey to acquire this object. You know, I'm being makne, I'm so giving you my, giving you as a partner with my donkey, my car. So the Gemara has a question there. What do I say? Do I say that you acquire and not the donkey? Do I say that neither of you acquire because the donkey can't acquire? So therefore, your acquisition is also no good. Because there's no obligation, there's no transaction, there's no such thing as a sale to a non-human. An animal can't own it. An animal can't make a transaction. If from Jews cannot leave their houses to the cats when they die, I don't think that non-Jews can leave their houses to the cats when they die either. I think Leona Helmsley, who left her estate to her cat, or cats, I remember how many, actually had to set up a foundation for the cat to be a perpetual, perpetually in lieu of the cat. So, yeah, you can't leave your property to your cat, I don't think, according to any logic in the world. So, but who knows? So he says that that has to be a kona and a zeichus chuse. However, we have to analyze this matter. Mawa inyan aschus. What is the concept of the right? Sheesh lazocha, the person who's acquired the right, b'shibra guvze, of this personal obligation. What is the nature of this right? Yesh lomar, in other words, what's the chicken, what's the egg, what's the cause, the effect, what's the effect? The yesh lomar could say, that the obligation, which the, I don't know if I have a better word for this now, the debtor, in other words, the person who's obliged, has towards the creditor, the person towards whom he's obligated. You could say that that is, through that, the obligation is the act of right. Again, so, or a person towards whom the obligation is directed, has he listened to the obligation, that which he is, I'm sorry, that doesn't work. You can't make a kinyan that I have an obligation not towards you. I can't make a kinyan and say, I am make a kinyan transaction with you. I now have a personal obligation to divide something up. It's only, it has to be directly to another person. Otherwise, it's just a promise. It's no, there's no connect to this for a casting effect. Chat. Oh, let's see, now we see. This is okay. Yeah, something might happen. I think it was a net lag. Yeah, I agree. I think it was on my computer. So, maybe my connection went down for a moment. So, in any event, so he says, I will come to you of Lassos, Lassos Kachmakach, and we made a kinyan that I have to give to you something. I have to give to you something, Olibonos, or to you, to your daughters, in case of a marriage, Olazun, or to sustain. Mistabra the lab kinyan varim b'amu. It makes sense that it's not just a kinyan on words. She'apan is shenasin atzmai na mamon. Even though the giving, which I'm giving to you, so to speak, at the time of transaction is not money, it's an obligation. Volman came the kinyani in the mamon na gabe. And besides that, since you acquired a monetary right upon me, ichay l'misvin yale, I become obligated to give it to you. And the pasuk also, which it says, when defining a kinyan, l'kayein kol davar, to sustain any matter, k'shadavar miskayein bol levado, when the matter is sustained in the transaction itself. The transaction itself completes the totality of the obligation, of the transfer, whatever it's trying to do. L'afukei, as opposed to kinyan laknos, when I make a kinyan, obligate myself to make some kinyan in the future. Or a cloak, or to divide up something. There's nothing which is sustained in my initial kinyan. Achi a cloak until I undergo my, until I fulfill an obligation. Achi a kneh, back no acheris, until we make an additional kinyan. Akna l'shono tzorech lo. That's all we need to know for now. Ulelati abir mechulun vara, who, and the understanding, my opinion of what he means, the Efshar Lomar, that one can say the Ikra Kinyan Pol Achil, that the primary Kinyan impact upon the obligation, Shemuchiyah Mushubal L'Shalem, that he is required and obligated to pay, going to the next page, Mimelus Kuslav Koinen, automatically, the derivative is a right, an authority which the buyer has, Olhippo, or the opposite. Vika Kinyan Poel, that the primary aspect of the Kinyan works, she has Kus Mamon, that there should be a monetary right, Lakonet, to the buyer, Eitan Mishayev, vis-a-vis the person who's obligated, Mimelum Chiyev. And automatically, he is required. Now, the Ramah did not explain anything here yet as to what's the cause, what's the effect. What Rav Shimon got from the Ramah is really only that there has to be a relationship in order for something to be considered to be a shibud, an obligation. I can't obligate myself to some, to a non-entity. That could be a neder, an oath, a vow. But it can't be a shibud. A shibud means a commitment which goes from one person to another person. Or a Kodesh Baruch Hu, such as in Pinyan Ben. But the point is that it has to be a transacted between two people and be immediately effective in some way, shape, or form. In other words, that there is some sort of right that I have against you at the moment. I want to start the next paragraph, even though it's late. Vika yisob b'zeh, and the primary basis of this, l'aniyus da'iti, my opinion, mashkos v'ramaza, is that which Ramah writes? Deba inan ashay idea kini yakim ha'dobar, that's required that through the by the kinyan, there should be a kium, a sustaining of the matter. And how does, what's Rambam saying? That by a kinyan you have to sustain something immediately and significantly. With the gidra kinyanim, it is, what he's saying is that the parameters of kinyan, hu hachlif, is to exchange, hu chadesh, and to bring about a new koach hashlita, power of control, shel adam al chefetz, of a person on this object. Avol imitz darech, all the rotzon by the kohen, but if you still need the will of the original owner, lo naaseh kium hadavar aidei hakinyan, then the matter is not sustained by the kinyan. Ushimhachi, therefore, a kinyan, a transaction attained, that I will give, o kenu lachlo, or a kinyan to divide in the future, have a kinyan dvarim. It is a kinyan on words which is not effective. Because you still need to have the will of the other party to be makna. Believe it or not, that is will. That is will. It won't take place. According to this, in the Kenyan of a matter obligation, we're compelled to say that we find this inyan shemiskayim adavar de Kenyan. This concept that the Kenyan shouldn't make it happen. And a practical thing is that a ramification is that you, the creditor, already have a monetary right which you could exercise, even without the other person's will. So what he's saying is, a kinyan, in order to be effective, has to immediately transfer to the buyer or the creditor an ownership right of some sort in either the debtor's property or the debtor himself. What does that mean, the debtor himself? That the debtor now has this lien upon him of having a monetary deficit, which is the buyer's credit, or the crew. So, in the case in which the kinyan was made simply, I went to you and said, let's make a kinyan, you have to buy something up in the future. Let's say make a kinyan, you have to be makna me something in the future. You have to sell me something, or transfer ownership to me. That's meaningless, because that doesn't give me any right in anything monetary. It creates no deficit in you right now. In order to work, there has to be a deficit to one and a credit to the other. It's kind of like a ledger balance in accounting. You have to have an offsetting where there's a transfer immediately. It can't be contingent what happens later on. So in any event, getting back to the future markets is not binding in halacha. No, the only futures markets that are binding in halacha is if we say that there is a piece of paper right now, which can be considered to represent the future, produce or product, but it really that doesn't work because there is no such thing as paper on produce or products, only in real estate, and real estate exists. Halacha, there's no such thing as the shtar on metalpulin. So therefore, yes, halachically the concept of future market doesn't work. There's no such thing as a futures market. There are cases more where I don't have grain, but I can sell grain because there's grain somewhere else. That's not futures. Because there, it's as if the grain is available. What about gold certificates? It's an interesting question. I assume a gold certificate, at the time when gold certificates were redeemable, were considered not to be futures, but to have a marketable bearer bond. Meaning there's a concept of a bearer bond that whoever has the bond owns whatever the bond represents. And I think gold certificates like that, unlike a future, where there's nothing which it represents yet. So I think for tonight we'll stop here. And with Hashem, next week we'll continue on this topic. I think next week might be the last week for this specific topic. Okay, I think it's up recording now.